Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Breaking the Silence Habit, a practical guide to uncomfortable conversations in the hashtag MeToo workplace. Written by Sarah Beaulieu. Narrated by Natalie Hoyt. Foreword. This is an important book about a difficult topic. All around us, we are connecting to stories about sexual assault. Some are sharing decades-old stories, sometimes for the first time. Others are speaking out publicly, licensed by the current setting of hashtag MeToo coverage. In the news we read or watch, and increasingly in the courts, it's impossible to avoid these stories and the conversations about them. But from my vantage point, there does not appear to be much progress in improving the quality or the outcomes of these efforts at voice. As president of Babson College, I tried to hire Sarah to work for me. While I was unsuccessful in that attempt, I nonetheless stayed connected to her and her work, and have benefited enormously from that connection. Over the years, Sarah has frequently spoken to me about her desire to address the paralyzing effect sexual assault and harassment has on the ability of people to cross the threshold of difficult and uncomfortable conversations at work, at school, at home, and among families, friends, and lovers. A few years ago, during a career transition, she simply got started. Over the last decade, I've watched her apply her skills as a fundraiser for nonprofits, a first-rate strategist for social enterprises, a wife, and a mother. I am impressed with the skills she brings to all that she tackles in the world. Sarah began by speaking publicly to a broad array of groups, quickly discovering that all the people she engaged with indicated profound uncertainty and discomfort discussing the topic in almost any circumstance. These talks provided evidence both that she had something to say and that very few others were attempting to address the role of conversations themselves. The law of large numbers, from her speeches, side conversations, consulting, and training, has allowed Sarah to see patterns emerge. She has now collapsed the conversations and her experiences into a practical methodology for those of us avoiding these chats to begin, to practice, and ultimately to become competent and comfortable with what she calls uncomfortable conversations. There is little doubt that the world will be a much better place if we begin this work now. This is what brings us to breaking the silence habit. Whether you are simply trying to build your own capabilities in holding uncomfortable conversations, or you lead or support an organization trying to build these competencies on a broader scale, Sarah has provided you with a valuable guide to the work that you have before you. I hope that, like me, you finish listening to the audiobook ready to get started, to practice, and to get comfortable with uncomfortable conversations. Len Schlesinger, Baker Foundation Professor, Harvard Business School President Emeritus, Babson College. Preface: A Personal and Professional Journey in Conversations. My first conversation about sexual violence took place when I was 11 years old. It was the night I told my mom that a family member was molesting me. We were visiting a relative's home in Oregon, and something terrible happened. It wasn't the first time or the last time I was sexually abused or assaulted, but it was the first time I spoke about it out loud. I remember the conversation as though it happened yesterday. The look of shock on my mom's face. The fact that she believed me instantly. My parents' muffled voices in the next room arguing. The next morning, we ate breakfast. There was some kind of confrontation with the abuser. We stayed the rest of our visit. The discomfort was palpable. It felt like mud in the air. I learned a lot about the power of conversations during that visit to Oregon. I learned that a single conversation can change the direction of our lives. I learned that conversations about sexual violence are always and inherently difficult and uncomfortable. I learned that undoing generational habits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?